In the beginning,
Blog Talk Radio.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Menu. Press 1 to record a new audio.
Praise
press
the Lord.
Press 2 to request an existing audio. Press 3 to record.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Do not use this function. Please
and the Word was done.
Begin recording at the tone.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen John Bukuru of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, our Miracles Radio and TV Ministry. I'm producing my first audiobook titled God Sent His Word. The title is God Sent His Word. And the text is taken from Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. God sent his word to save, to heal, to deliver his people from their destruction. John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word of God is God himself. God is the Word. Jesus is the Word of God. John chapter 1 verse 14. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is that Word of God that dwells among us. This Word of God is our salvation, is our healing, is our deliverance. First, we want to look into the characteristics of the Word of God. What are the characteristics of the Word of God? The Word of God is a lamp and light. Psalm 119 verses 105 says, the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That Word of God is so important that it gives you direction. The Word of God shows you the path to follow. That's why in Psalm 119, verses 105, the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That same Word of God shows you the way. The Word of God gives you direction. Jesus is that Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Word of God is a light unto your path and a lamp unto your feet to show you direction in the way you should follow in this life. Another characteristic of the Word of God is the Word of God is the truth. John chapter 17 verse 17. The Word of God is the truth that you need for your everyday living. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. If you are looking for truth, you come to Jesus. If you want the truth, you come to Jesus, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. Thy word is truth. John 17, verse 17. See, the word of God is the truth, which means there is a lie. Satan is a liar, the father of lies. Tells lies, told lies to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the true one, the holy one, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Satan is the liar. John 17, verse 17. He says, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. Jesus is the truth. You need to receive that truth of the word of God into your life so that you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Number three characteristics of the word of God. The word of God is healing. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. See, when the evening came, they brought the demon possessed and those that were sick, and Jesus healed them and casted out the spirits that were troubling them with his word. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. Jesus healed them by his word. He healed the sick and raised the dead and cast out devils by his word. The word of God brings self-healing. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. He said, the word of God is health to thy soul, to thy body. The word of God brings healing to your spirit, soul, and body. Because Jesus is that word of God. That word of God is deep. So when that word is released, it brings life into you and brings healing and deliverance into your spirit. Number four characteristics of the word of God. The word of God is like food which we eat. They desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. Desire the sincere milk of the word. The word of God is milk. The word of God is meat. The word of God is food to your soul, to your spirit. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16, the prophet Jeremiah said, I found thy word, and thy word was as food to my faith, and I ate it as food. The word of God is food to your spirit, soul, and body. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the living God. We cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. So the word of God is food. The word of God is milk. The word of God is the bone that you crack. The word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is power. Are you standing on the word of God? Thy word of God is victory. We are standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is anointing. Are you standing on the word of God? Thy word of God is victory. We are standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is power. Are you standing on the word of God? Thy word of God is anointing. The word of God is power. The word of God is strength. The word of God is victory. This word of God should dwell in us richly. This word of God should be a ministration to our spirit, soul, and body, giving us life and life more abundantly. I found the word and I ate it. It was like food. Prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, said, I found thy word and I ate it. And it was as food. So when we take the word of God, when we receive this word of God, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, when you hear the word of God, you receive the word of God, you are receiving spiritual food to your soul. You are receiving life and strength and vigor. You need that word daily. You need that word every day. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every eye need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. The word of God is what you need every day to keep you going. The word of God strengthens and empowers you. The word of God is the food to your soul, to your spirit, that gives you life and life more abundantly. Another characteristic of the word of God is that it keeps you from sin. The word of God keeps you from sin. Thy words have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 11 through 16. Psalm 119. Verse 11 to 16, see, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. The word of God you need to hide in your heart so that you will not sin against God, which means the word of God helps you to keep away from sin. The word of God keeps you away from evil. The word of God keeps you away from sin. See, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you, Lord. For your word is sweeter than to edges, son. You are a consuming fire. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you, Lord. For your word is beyond the edges, son. You are a consuming fire. The word have I hidden in my heart, so that I may not sin against you. If you hide the word of God in your heart, it will help you not to sin against God, because you remember the word of God. And when you remember what God said, you will be afraid to sin or live in sin. The word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. That's Psalm 119, verses 11 to 16. The word of God is a hammer, and it breaks every stubborn heart. The word of God breaks every stubborn heart. The scripture says, I will give you a heart of flesh, not a stony heart. So this word of God is like hammer breaking every stony heart to become a heart of flesh. It is the word of God that changes, that transforms. You are sanctified by the word of God. You are renewed. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word of God is like hammer, and it breaks every stony heart. As the word of God is coming forth, every stubborn spirit, every stony heart is broken by the word of God. And that heart becomes a heart of flesh that will respond to the word of God. And that word of God changes life. The heart becomes a pure heart because the word of God has cleansed it. You are sanctified by the word of God, which is the truth, and cleanses you from all unrighteousness. The seventh characteristic of the word of God, the word
of... Press 1 to listen to your recording. Press 2 to re-record it. Press 3 to save your changes. Press star to repeat this menu, or press 9 to exit to the... Press 1 to listen to your recording. Your audio has been saved.
The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 17, it says, take the word of God, which is the sword and shield. It is the only offensive weapon of the believer. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, it says, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit, with which you cut the devil and cut the demons, the sword of the Spirit, the offensive weapon of the believer. When you pull the word of God, it cuts the devil. When you release that word, it goes forth as the sword of the Spirit to cut down the forces of evil, the principalities and powers, and the spiritual wickedness in high places. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting down the forces of evil. And so this word of God is the sword of the Spirit, which is the offensive weapon of the believer. When Adam and Eve were tempted in the Garden of Eden, they didn't use the word of God. Rather, Adam and Eve listened to Satan and obeyed Satan and disobeyed God, coveted treason and lost everything, and God drove them out of the Garden of Eden. The first Satan came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, in Matthew's Gospel chapter 4. The same Satan came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. This time, Jesus took the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. And he hit the devil on the head. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the living God. Jesus released the word of God, and the word of God hit the devil And the devil ran away. Hallelujah. Could not withstand the word of God. Because the word of God is the sword of the spirit, two-edged sword. It is the only offensive weapon of the believer. We need to use the word of God on a daily basis. We need to use the word of God every day in our life. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is spirit and life. St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 53, the word of God is spirit and life. John chapter 6, verse 53. When the word of God is released, it is spirit and life. It giveth life. That's why Jesus, he came to give life and life more abundantly. Jesus said, I have come to give life and life more abundantly. John 10:10. And then he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God that you hear on a daily basis, it is spirit and then life. It giveth life to you when you hear the word of God. You are receiving life. It gives you life. So it's good to receive the word of God on a daily basis, because the word of God gives you life. So you are receiving life. As you receive the word of God, you are receiving the life of Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when you receive the word of God, you are receiving life, and life more abundantly. In John chapter 1, verse 12, say, as many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. So when you receive the word of God, you are receiving Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life. And this word gives you life, and life more abundantly. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my mouth be acceptable unto thee. The words of your mouth must be acceptable unto you, unto God. You must say the rightful word, say what God is saying. Say the word of God, say the word of God, and the word of God goes forth and brings solution to that problem. You meditate on the word day and night. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, you shall meditate on this word day and night. Then shall thou make thy way prosperous. Then shall thou have good success. We need to meditate on the word of God day and night. When you meditate on the word of God day and night, then you shall make thy way prosperous. You shall have good success. So the word of God gives you success. Oh, yes. The same Joshua chapter 1 from verses 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to 8 says, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. God is not interested in you failing. God is interested in you being a success. And the key to success in life is already mentioned in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. It says, you shall meditate on this word day and night and observe to do all that is written therein. Then shall thou make thy way prosperous. And thou shalt have good success. So if you want to have good success in life, your marriage, in your home, in your family, in your business, if you want to have good success, then you must meditate on the Word of God day and night. When you meditate on the Word, what meditate means to think, to ponder. You stay on the Word, you think about the Word of God, thinking. The right and wrong thinking, you meditate on the Word of God. You ponder on it. You stay on it, chewing the cob. You stay on the Word. You let the Word of God dwell in you richly. He says, you shall meditate on the Word day and night. Then you shall observe to do all that is written therein. Then you have good thoughts. Which means the key to success is already mentioned in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. So we are supposed to be meditating on the Word on a daily basis. Then he said, day and night. Whatever things are good, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, think on these things. We are supposed to be thinking on this Word of God, meditating on this Word of God. Because this Word of God gives you success in life, gives you success in every area of your life. You have good success. Another characteristic of the Word of God is suitable for correction. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, the Word of God is suitable for correction, for reproof, that the man of God might be perfect. The Word of God is profitable for doctrine, for teaching. The Word of God is profitable for correction. It is the Word of God, and it has God on it. So it's the Word of God that can actually correct. If you train up a child in the way that it should go, with this Word of God, you can train up a child in the way that it should go. They send people to prison, and you think prison can change people? No. The prison yard cannot absolutely change people, but the Word of God is suitable for correction, for reproof. You are renewed by the Word which you hear every day. You are cleansed by the Word of God. The Word of God is suitable for correction, for reproof, for doctrine. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. That Word of God changes you, cleanses you, purifies you, sanctifies. It's not a prison yard that can really change people. It's the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God comes into your heart and cleanses your heart, purifies and sanctifies. Give you life. You need to stand on the Word of God. The Word of God is God Himself. God sent His Word, and His Word went forth and brought salvation and healing and deliverance to the people. Psalm 107 verse 20. God sent His Word, and His Word went forth and brought salvation and healing and deliverance. Jesus is the Word of God. He is the Lord your healer. He sent His Word to heal your diseases. He is the Lord, your healer. He is the Lord that healed thee. He is the Lord, your healer. He sent his word to heal your diseases. He is the Lord, your healer. He is the Lord, the healer. He is the Lord, your healer. He sent his word to heal your diseases. He is the Lord, your healer. Oh yes, God sent his word, and his word went forth to heal, to save, to deliver. Jesus is that word. That word is coming to you right now, wherever you are. In any part of the world, God is sending his word into your spirit, soul, and body. God is sending his word into your life to save your soul, to heal you, to bless you, to give you life and life more abundantly. That word is coming to you right now. Receive the word of God that you might be blessed. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Psalm 107 verse 20, see, God sent his word, and his word went forth to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the people. That is the reason we have this audio book recorded titled God Sent His Word. This is a blessing to you, and you can forward this or email it or send it to your people, anyone you know all over the world. Email it or text it or share it. I tell you, it's a blessing because it carries the healing power of God. This audio book is anointed. This audio book is filled with life and life more abundantly. This audio book you are reading, you are listening to right now is the word of God. This audio book is blessed by God. It's God's message to this generation that you will receive the word of God. Jesus is that word of God. When you receive this, you have received life. And life more abundantly. You receive strength. You have received healing. You have received miracle. You have received deliverance. Psalm 107 verse 20. God sent his word, and his word went forth and brought healing and deliverance to the people. That is the reason why this audio book was produced by the Reverend Dr. Stephen John Bucoro of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministry, here in Langham, Maryland, USA. We produce this to be a blessing to everyone all over the world who will receive. And I tell you, this word is true. Receive it and you'll be blessed. A mighty blessing to you. Thank you so much for listening to this message that God asked me to put on audiobook for you to receive the blessings of God into your life. You can download it or share it or send it to anybody, and they will receive life and life more abundantly. God bless you.